Mr. Murray, reel 6. You say you were graded to B1. Did you have to go in front of medical officers, yeah, and medical boards?
Yeah.
Do you recall what kind of thing they were asking you?
No, I can't really remember. Like, I can't remember much about legging. But I mean, the thing is, but before that, I would say we're getting on, like in the hospital with him, then, you know. But you know, like in the hospital, like, you know, I was an outpatient, so like if anybody wanted anything, I would get it now. But this day, I was playing cards with two or three of the lads anyhow, and this German wanted to go to the toilet. But he couldn't walk, so I got him on my back. I think, I don't know if that was before these other ones wanted shot, you know. I think it must have been because the passageway was clear. I got him on my back and took him to the toilet. Sat there, like, you know, and then I come back and sit and play cards. About was really about an hour later. I realised, dear baby, he said, hey, but he'd been sitting in the toilet for an hour in there, so I had to go and get him back. But they were terrified. But God knows what they'd been told. I mean, God knows what the German soldiers had been when we set about the British soldiers. But them two had had a rough deal. They'd been up the Russian front.
So you yourself, as I say, were now graded B1. Mm-hmm. This was still in Italy, was it?
Yeah.
Where did you go to next?
Well, what I did, I went into a transit camp down at Naples, down there. And later on, I got posted to a graded unit to the Norfolks up at Ancona. So, like, I mean, I got the boat from Naples and you went right around. What had happened, I'll tell you what happened anyway. I was doing guard, I fell asleep on guard. I got caught on guard. I got 7 days CB. That's the only CB I got. And I was lucky again. I got posted to this with the Norfolk set up. And I joined them, so I went up at that corner. And that's where my mother died, in the bank. So I was there. And we used to do guards on prison war camps, DIY, with all this stuff stored, like, you know. But right down corner, we would garden, like, it was like a big petrol place. The petrol, you know, the big petrol drums. We used to do guards on there. We used to do guards on the ports. And I'd like them in, and then we were there for so long. And my mother died, and that's when I sent this to Rome, like, for a week. I'm not sure it was a week or a fortnight.
Did you have a kind of a relapse when you heard about your mother?
No, well, I just collapsed, and that was it. In fact, I've got a foot, and I bumped my face, and I was going to be about 20, and this is it. Like, I mean, I think...
And this convalescent type of camp, you were...
And, like, that's what I went through there. Like,
and how long were you there?
Maybe it's just a fortnight, maybe. Saying there was a truck used to take me in the room, but he weren't interested enough. That wasn't doing much for you, really. I mean, it was just like a breakaway. It was just like a breakaway from me.
Did you get examined by psychiatrists or that kind of people?
I might have, I don't know. See, I mean, I don't know, like, what these officers were saying. I don't know what they are saying. I mean, you're really not thinking, like, really, are you? I mean, when you're not thinking clear about them, they just said, you know, not the same.
From there, where did you go?
From there? Oh, dear. I'm so old with it, isn't it?
But these would be in the back areas doing the kind of thing you were doing at Ancona.
Yeah, they did. Anyhow, I'm not sure, like, whereabouts and all went. I went to all kinds. I'm stuck where my mind.
You mean what I suppose you'd call kind of lines of communication troops at the back, in the back areas?
Mm-hmm. But there was one place, it's like, I mean, a rock, like, of it for you, but that's something far from really. Like when I was with this unit and that. And we used to get, like, sent from there. Two different guards, DIY guards, like, you know, and prisons, and then I was stationed down like on, I was up in Ferrara, in a prison camp in Ferrara. I was at a prison camp in Verona, like on there, doing guards on there.
What was it like guarding German prisoners?
They were all right, they just stood on. He didn't have much to do with them, like that.
He didn't get close to them?
No, what we used to do, like, I mean, what we did, like, I mean, I think we used to take them from this place, like, for a bath, like, you know, and stuff. I'm not sure if that was for Rona, like, you know. But, I mean, I know what they are, I mean, there was two camps, like, German camps there, and I got it there. And I'd take them for showers and just bring them back.
Were they good camps? Were they well looked after?
Well, you were never really in it much more. You'd be more like outside. A lot of times you went inside, like, you know. You'd just more like on the guard, on the gate, and on the district, and all of them.
Were they pleased to be out of the war?
Yeah, definitely. Didn't. You know, I mean, the thing is, the only thing I could talk to them. But I went, and then I was up there, and from this place, anyhow, we went like Ferrara. No, it wasn't Ferrara. It's a place on Foley, when we were stationed on it, on the billet, on the seafront of Rimini. It was a house on the seafront, and we were doing a guard. And I was going, this is when the war finished, I was doing a guard at Pesaro, German soldiers, when the war finished. And when there was a lot of Germans and there was young, when there was one kid, he was only 16, and he had he been shot across the head. His hair was all shit and all him out like this. They wouldn't get rid of the epaulets and all that. Like. So like, and anyhow, it's coming that the war had finished, he could learn how to speak, picked a bit of Italian up for that, and said to me, what was I going to do? Was I going to go and get drunk? And I still can't remember what he did and if I got drunk and I can't remember. So I've been down here, somebody far from where I've been, because I've looked certain I can't place the place because all I was doing, coming from Rimini with a truck, getting off, doing me guard, after doing me guard, come up, get the truck and back. Yeah.
Were you still with a Dermite Infantry badge, or were you in another regiment at this point?
I would have it for so long, and I'll be transferred to them.
And this was
when I finished up in, I've got the badge with Irish. You have a green plume. London Irish. Because, I mean, the thing is, I was in Bologna. I come home from Bologna.
Did you get much chance to meet the Italian civilians?
Oh, yeah.
How did you find them?
Oh, they were all right. I mean, certain places are still like fascist places. I think Ancona was a place like that. Because there was a lot of talent on there. They said, like if an Italian woman, if an Italian girl got caught with a British soldier, they cut all their hair off. See, fascist places, like that, but not all of that, but they still have that. And,
Did you meet any of the partisans at all?
No. But in Bologna, I was up there in Bologna when we were doing with the dog guards, and I come home from Bologna. I come home and spent in there. No, I was in Bologna when the chapman, I was in the, watching a picture in the cinema, like when the Japanese packed in and that. But later on, I think the war was a bit there. I come home, yeah, the war, because I couldn't get home. The war was finished. And because me and my brother was keeping that house on at Newcastle, where this flat. So there was a, he brought in the, and the solicitor got around and said, like, what, he best, like, I think you're just wasting money. Why don't you sell the cat, like, so? So I come home.
What day did you come home?
Oh, dear. So I come home twice. But it must have been at the Christmas time, because I think there was about 10 inches of snow in Bologna. And I come home.
So this would be Christmas 45, the year that the war ended.
No, 46, I think it was.
So you were in Italy quite a while, even after the war had finished.
Yeah. I didn't come home till 1947. So anyhow, I come home, and my father and me went, because, like, I mean, that was going to show, so I went over and got my study course, so, like, I mean, you know, it was 2 years, I hadn't been, you know, like that. But not a feeling was going upstairs in that house, and for the time, you know, like, trying to think like where things were, like, you know, the thing was that. So what I did, I got my civvy clothes, like, Northern Ireland, and took them, so, because I had to come back to Clarkhead. And I left them there, and I went back over there. So
you came from Italy on a leave, did you?
Yeah.
And you had this, you were at home, of course. Then had you go back to Italy again?
Yeah. I had two leaves from Italy. Anyhow, and I come and I got me silly clothes. So, like, at the end of the war, like, I was going to come back. But I'm not here.
So you went back to Italy again. Yeah. Then you came out, I think you said, from 1947, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And this would be to come home to be demobbed.
No, but I mean, I've got that mob, all of that. So the thing is, after that, anyhow, I got into the regiment went from there up to Trieste, and that type of side, and met me there, like, anyhow, we used to do guards, and that, and I finished, that broke up, and I got posted down to a place called Treviso. I got on for this lot, it's on malaria control. This was like, you know, that's the Treviso, that's just outside of, like, Mesfield and Venice. We had all these, like the small guitar, canals and that, you know. And that, and but there was a lot of malaria there in them times and that.
And how did you control it?
Well, what we used to do, we used to go into hospitals, all kinds of places, and, like, in Spain, like, this DDT. And we used to do that in there. And I went to different places, I went up with Padua, I went across in different towns and that. And then what we used to do, like, you spray that, and where the stagnant water was, that's where they used to breed, like, and I there. And, like, we put, I remember, like, you know, when you started to go, when he was in charge, we learned a bit more Italian, because that would be like myself and another 12 Italians, and I in there. We might put the stuff down, put the side. So I went and then that would say, like, kill them off, like, but, yeah. But see, lads used to be, you know, the black mark, the kind of thing. You know?
I was going to ask you about the black mark, which would be, how did that work in Italy?
Well, that worked a lot. I mean, it worked a lot, there was a lot of things. I mean, they would sell anything. Like, I mean, the soldiers, I mean, this unit, when I joined the army, they'd been flogging all kinds. Tires, cooks. Anything, like, I mean, a lot of them made a count, but they couldn't do nothing. You couldn't do nothing with the money. The only way you could do was put it in an Italian bank, but you would have to have somebody earlier, really, like Italian, would have a bank account or whatever, like that. But it was loud, a lot went on. I mean,
And this was pretty rife, you say, in the unit, selling stuff, yeah, selling military stuff.
Like, foodstuffs and all that, and there's some. Real, that was more really. Some of it was. What I seen, it was more nearly into the Billy Mafia, but I wouldn't be involved in that kind of thing. But people did. I mean, and the thing is that, and I mean, I think the officers know. I mean, there were some officers went off the room, and that, you know, like, for the sake of show, when they come back, the jeep had been jacked up, and the Billy wheels had been taken. Things like that. So they got in there. they did all kinds. And that's a very black market. They found out then they much had more money there than the more they were really buying, that's it. You know? So like when we were on this anyhow, they used to sell there what they had left. They used to sell this DDT to the Italians. The Italians used to mix it with a pepper for that pepper. I thought it was, but see, them kind of things, he always got somebody that's stupid. This bloke, he went to town, he mustn't have had much debt, so he put bloody water in it. So it went, but this Italian was the tumbling phone out where they were. And he was coming to the camp, right up the office, and got an order to bring him out. I thought, bloody hell.
Did you have any trouble with the Italians aggressively, or any problems like that?
No, I seem to have gotten I never had really any sort of other man there. And anyhow, my last job, my last job, anyhow, that broke up. So Jimmy, the lad, I'll mention him, he's a queer. Jimmy Edwards from Birmingham and that. He was married at home. Well, he was in this unit where I was. There were some other good lads that was among, but their names have gone. But Jimmy, because they were. Now, Jimmy, we got posted to room. Like, he got posted to a hospital. I got posted to a prison. It was a war criminal wing on, and it was like other ones. And they got posted to this hospital. So on the way, I'll tell you what happened in this camp. That is at Treviso, it was just like a big house, and we used to do guards and that, like there was big grounds. And the lights was all lit, like from the main and that. Anyway, when this was finished and all together, we start like dismantling that. So I was like, there was like the cable underneath the ground, then went right along. So I was pulling it out. I was just gonna say, I hope that means something until he got a hold of us. I couldn't let go. And the sergeant hit me about three times on the jaw. They must say, we hit my ticket up, and we knocked this down. And I went into some water. My knee was bleeding out. Anyhow, there was a hospital. I had to go to the hospital. And I thought, I saw a job for 3 days.
So you went to this prison in Rome?
So anyhow, we got posted. So main head that was Jimmy and myself. I heard about Italians used to jump the train. And he used to spray it in and dope it and pinch it here. So what Jimmy and me did, we fastened the door. Anyhow, I had a little bit of money what I had made, had a little bit of stuff I had made, and I had it in my hat, you know. And when I woke up, my Billy tunic is gone, and that. He hadn't lost any gear. Anyhow, my cap hadn't gone in that. So all I had was like this. So when it gets off, the train, we go to a transit camp, and I explained to the officer, when he says things like that. I says to him, I says, what's happened? We've been jumped in there. The Italians have been on, I've lost my children, I've lost my paybook. So I had no identification at all. So and I said, he says, where's your posting? I says, well, I'm getting posted to 32 military prison. It's outside of Rome. Fair enough. So, Jimmy was getting posted to this. That's that place where, when I've been in with the prophet, where they go and came, and that's where he was in there, So I go down there, So when I get down there in the Jeep, I'm standing like that. They're going to rush it up and lock us up. Says, hold it, here, I'm not a prisoner, because there was, and I had the card prisoners. Where this Billy Jimmy had been in, it hadn't been He'd been in there, but in that place, like before, like that. So and I says, no, no, I says, I've come as a, like a, as a guard, like, I mean, because it was just a tour, like, come over here. And that, anyhow. So it took us away before I got a jacket. And I mean, I couldn't draw any money, like, by that money I had, like, just got it out. Till I got a jacket and nothing there. Like, the thing is, so, they got what we used to do on, was in, like, a, it was a big, they had big grounds and that, you know, like, where this prison was and that. And what you were, you were up from outside and the inside. What you used to do, when you went on guard, you used to do cookouts for thieves, on guard, and in the prison. You used to do, like, what was it, 2 hours and 4 hours off, like, I'm not sure, like, but what that was this off. And that, we used to do that. Huh? But, I was on guard, and, there was right, anyhow, there was a bloke, he murdered somebody. I mean, I was guarding the people which was waiting to be charged. Down on the bottom, the other ones were charged and that, and there was sort of a three-story building. So, on this time, I was on guard, like, and the lights had gone off, like, there was like single cells, I had a lot of like that. And this, but there was two in this one, anyhow, and this bloke knocks in there, like, and he says, his mate's dying, he's bad. So I opened the door and I went in and out. And it stunk in there. What he'd done, he tried to commit suicide. Cut his wrists. He'd wet himself and he'd done it, you know, shit himself and all that. So the sergeant, he looked like a Spaniard. He was a bad brother. I shouts, "Sergeant?" I says, "There's a fella dying in here in this cell." I says, "His mate's been on the bone." Says, "He's cut his wrist and that." He says, "Let the F-man die." Oh, there they are. So this and that.
So, did you leave there and go back home after this?
No, no. So what happened, I happened to, so there was a court in Queen. So I thought, this is, I only had about 3 months to do. So, and of course, I decided for to finish my time there instead of going home in England, you know what I mean? Then I would have been finished. So I caught them quite as well. Oh, Jesus, oh my God. And then there was another thing happened. I knew there was somebody trying to break out. And I said to the sergeant, because I was going with Italian girl, like that, being up the village when I come back, and I could hear somebody get there at the button. And sent me the terrorist, and I said to the sergeant, I said, "There's somebody trying to get out of here." He says, "When I come back, they've been watching us." I mean, they used to watch, I mean, when they were on guard, they used to put the mess where they used to put a looking glass, you know, through the mess, and watch it, watch what they were doing. I says, "It's still a button. All we did is check the toilets and all that." And the next day, there was 6 guys. It was the next cell. The tax order, the tax order bars, and it further up for the suit. So it's really so long there, mate.
Can we come to the end, really, Mr. Murray, because we've moved away from the Durhams now,
yes.
And you're in another thing. So, did you finish your time in Italy, or did you come home for Dimob?
No, I finished my time there. That was me that been pulled out.
Then you came home.
Yeah.
And this is 1947, and you went into the demob procedure. What was that?
What do you mean, mate? Well, what you did, when you come home, I went, where was it at? Down the road, what's the big camp down?
Aldershot?
Yeah. Went to Aldershot, and got me demob gear. Suit, Tilby hat, a shirt, a tie. Pair of shoes and a mat. I think that was what the deal we had. And I think I kept the gear cord and the kind of few things and that. But still they said like I mean and that's what it was. But as I say, like the main way I followed this man's history, this was an SS man, Lieutenant Colonel Kavler. Now I've got cuttings of holidays history. Now he was waiting to be tried a certain 332 Italians. This thing just being unearthed.
And he was in the prison that you were in?
It was only 40, Herbert Kaplan. He was only a little man, and I'd been there. And I set the bait. The thing is, when you were on your duties and that, whatever you did, you might be taking up for a show of exercise and all that. So I said to him, like, I'd be coming home, like, and he says, I don't know what's happened. Anyhow, he got charged. I followed, I've got all his cuttings and that in there. So that's what he used to do.
Did he get finish up being shot? Was he
no.
put to death? He survived?
No, he what he did, he got sentenced. And that, he was 40 then, he got sentenced and he went down into a prison down at Naples. And the Italians have a holiday on the 15th of August and that. And he had cancer in the stomach. And he got married then, and this woman got him married, and they got him out in all them sea trunks, in all the sea trunks. They got him out on the 15th. For August, and he got back home, he died. He'd have been 70, 75, I don't know. I mean, I was in my 20s, he was only 40.
So, when you were demobbed, did you get a gratuity for your army service?
Well, get a certain amount of money, like, for about 6 months. I mean, you got that for 6 months, like, I just, like, what was I doing when I came home?
You came back to Craghead, did you?
I mean, that was the only place I had. I mean, as far as that, like, if my mother had been still alive, I would never been here like that. But all I did was just eat and drink. Like, I put heavy weight and all that was another. And it just took some time.
Did you find it difficult settling down after the army?
Yeah, it does, yeah. It takes you a long time. Well, what are you doing? I was just sitting about. And house and just grabbing the food and just drinking and eating like that, you know. The thing is, I'll be about 24. It's the same as when they're going in, and the thing is, many times like things come back,
do you have, unpleasant dreams about the army from time to time?
No, not really. Like, I mean, the thing is, because they thought, like, because I'd had a breakdown here. I had a breakdown out when I was out in there. Like, I mean, that's what it was a breakdown in there. And I think, and they thought, like, well, there's a man, like, he's a lawyer, and he's going, like, and it's they're getting in touch with him, like, in there, then. To see if they could claim, and whatever he does, he thinks you've got a case like in that, he'll fight it. Like, I mean, when they're getting money out of it all, but I was going to get money. I tell them what I've been through, whatever. But the thing is, now the drama is a man dying. That one's driven, it's drove all these other things out, and as far as like, when I just woke up, I mean. That's just everything. Honestly, you've got another problem. That's it, sir. One problem shifts the other problem, I think.